Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Moenkel. On today's program, we visit with Your Life Matters 5K organizers Michaela Bigouet and Scott Carr about this Saturday's event.
The Your Life Matters 5K run and walk is coming up this Saturday in Knoxville. First of all, tell us what's going to be taking place coming up this Saturday.
Well, we are very excited that this year we're able to hold an in-person race again. Obviously, we were not able to do that last year. So we will start off 8 o'clock this Saturday, August 28th, from the high school. We will again end at the high school. So far, we have over 200 people signed up. We're really excited about that. You can sign up that day. However, you will not receive a shirt. You had to have signed up earlier for that. But regardless, the funds still go for a really good cause, and we'll still be really excited to see you there.
And remind folks, you know, the cause this is going towards, too.
Our goal is to raise funds to sponsor suicide prevention efforts within our local community schools and amongst our young people.
Well, Scott, I understand you have some more details about things taking place on Saturday. What do you have to share about Saturday?
Before Saturday, this Thursday, August 26th, from 5 to 7 at the admin building, you can pre-pick up your shirts and other stuff that we have. That way you don't have to wait and get them the day of the race. If you can't pick them up then, you can obviously pick them up the morning before the race, between 7 and 8. You can sign up still online on getmeregistered.com till Wednesday at 11:59 p.m. If that doesn't work, you can sign up the morning of the race from 7 to 7:45. Cash or check, and a shirt's not included. We do have extra shirts for sale, limited availability. We have youth sizes all the way up to adult sizes. Shirts will be $10 each, cash or check. The day of the race, the parking will be over on the west side of the high school in the student parking lot. There is construction going on with the middle school, so be aware of that. Hopefully not much construction work's going on Saturday morning. I've talked with the principal, or Cassie, the superintendent, and she was going to be in contact with them to let them know that we're going to have the 5K going on. Also, if you want time to either just know what your time is for the run or walk, or you're trying to get a medal that morning, pick up your bib timer from the timer guy. He'll have all of those. That is for the people just doing the 5K. If you're doing the 1 mile run, we're not timing those people. And also this year we've had a slight change in the route. Instead of exiting out of the cemetery at the front gate, you'll now turn down the path that is just right outside, or right inside that fence line there. You will take that path down to the next exit, and then that's where you will exit out of the cemetery. Try to keep less people off of Willits Drive as we can, with, you know, vehicles going in and out. Once you exit there, then we ask you to cross the street to get on the sidewalk that is right next to the Randy Wilson track, and take that down to Panther Drive, and everything will be the same after that. 5K should be done around 10-ish, maybe a little sooner. Once everyone's crossed the line, the timer will get all the people in their times and places, and then Ken A will announce the winners, a medal will go to each age division for male and female, the top three. Looks like the weather should be good. Rain or shine, we'll have it. We'll have water stations a couple throughout the race, water bottles and some food at the end of the race. Hopefully, we might have a speaker this year, might not. It's a subject that's hard to talk about, you know, and it's hard to find the people that want to do it. But if not, we'll say a few words at the end. I want some stuff, but stick around, see who got what places, and let's hope we have a good day.
Before we wrap up, if you could just, if one of you want to just remind folks, you know, the reason, you know, the cause for this.
The reason is that so many of us have been impacted directly by suicide in our community. It gets harder and harder every time we hear of someone else who has taken their life, because we do this because we want to prevent that. I always say that we want the last one to be the last one. You know, we look forward to at some point we won't have to do this run anymore because suicide will no longer be impacting our community. And that's why we really want to focus, you know, whatever limited funds we can raise, we really want to focus that towards our young people because we truly believe that's where prevention starts.
Thanks to Your Life Matters 5K event organizers Michaela Bigouet and Scott Carr for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.